Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what did she see on her family's camping trip? Was it some sort of Bigfoot?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ghost stories, Bigfoot stories, we love them all. So you can call in anytime, 855-853-4802, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, you get access to the advanced episodes and the complete archive, which, by the way, is quite massive, and no commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free there, or you could go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. My sister Kathy Gordon's here. And one thing neither of us have ever enjoyed is camping. I don't like to camp.
You know,
maybe if there was an RV and a nice RV involved, that might be okay. But I had this weird thing about just being out in the middle of nowhere in a wooded area.
I have only had bad experiences out camping. And that starts way back in Girl Scouts when I went out camping with the Girl Scouts. And we all ended up a horrible, horrible, we were at the lake and a horrible thunderstorm came through.
Ooh.
And just absolutely just, I mean, we were so sopping and we end up in the back of a station wagon sleeping. And that's just no fun to be, you know, like, and then it's just that particular, we just had crazy bad thunderstorms at that lake.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, being outside in that thunderstorm was just not fun. And And then one time I was up in the mountains and had a horrible experience. It's just, and then I saw the Blair Witch Project, and that's that.
Well, you know, there's several things going on too, because, okay, Bigfoot, that's a possibility. The Blair Witch Project, possible. That kind of creepy shit. Serial killers.
I don't even know what happened in that show. I just know it was creepy.
And, you know, nobody really does know what happened. Nope. But there's something creepy going on. And then you've got murders. And then you've got bears. All of these things, you know, shit happens.
So much,
and,
right?
And I want to be someplace where if I scream, somebody can hear me.
And it's so dark. In the woods, it's so dark. You can't see. I mean, you're just asking for it. But I guess my question that I have in this story is, what do you think about Bigfoot, Sasquatch kind of?
You know, here's what I always say about that, because I've done some episodes on the Grave Talks about cryptids and Bigfoot and different, the Momo monster from Missouri. You know, depending on the part of the country, they've kind of got it named something, but it's all basically a Bigfoot
type of
a lot of them. Then there's some other things like Mothman, and, you know, so there's these things. Could they exist? Absolutely. I've never seen one, so I don't have any experience. So in my world, they don't exist because I don't have an experience with one. And a lot of times, like just the other day, I saw like these people were out somewhere in the middle of nowhere and they got a picture of Bigfoot. And I look at it and I'm like, it was a really Bigfoot. Because it was like, it looked like a very bad photo that was very out of focus of a guy in a gorilla costume. Yeah, that's what it looked like to me. And I'm like, why are we going to Bigfoot? Because could it have been just a guy out in the woods in a gorilla outfit? Yeah, it could have been. So, you know what I mean? And so I've interviewed some people before, and I'm like, do you believe in cryptids? And 100% absolutely. And they've had some experiences they can't explain. So it's kind of like a ghost. You know, if we talk about paranormal experiences to someone who's never had one, they're like, bunch of shit.
Well, you know, my son Chris lives up in Oregon. And where he lives, and I'm not sure if it's the entire state, it might be. But the Sasquatch thing is just huge up there. Like, you just see little signs of with them on there, and, you know, they're just like stickers on things, and it's just like this big thing up there, because there's so many stories about it, you know, there. And so,
They just kind of own it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they embrace it there. But I just think, I mean, I haven't seen one, but then again, why not?
Can it be true? 100%, right. I think, because to me, this is a pretty vast world. There's a lot. And, you know, you go to some wooded areas, like even in, it makes sense, like the Momo Monster in Missouri. You go into Missouri, it's just these rolling hills and almost,
almost mountains in areas.
Covered in trees. And it goes on for miles and miles and miles in every direction like that. Arkansas is like that. Could there be some creature out there that there's not that many of them? Yeah.
Or is there some sort of paranormal kind of thing that looks, you know, that takes on some sort of different, you know, appearance or something? I don't know. I just, whenever there's a story, there's a root, at least there's a sliver of something in there. You know, I always said the National Enquirer, you can believe it or not believe it, but always there's a little sliver that story started somewhere. You know, that now, did it get blown out of proportion and big? Yeah, sure, you know, and all this stuff. But I always think, was there something, you know? So you're talking a girl that believes in, you know, UFOs, so
right,
why not?
Exactly. And then you hear these stories, like the guy that I had on the Grave Talks, there was some story in Arkansas or Missouri, and, you know, supposedly these people saw this thing and it came to the door and tried to get in. And
and
one thing about this story that I've heard is the smell and like this one coming up. So I don't know. Did it happen to them? They swear it did.
Yeah.
You know, but the one thing I do think is odd is everybody, if you Google it, like right now, I'll just for shits and grins, images of Bigfoot. And
okay, I'm seeing a few photos.
But they're usually kind of
blurry.
Blurry. And then you kind of got to be like, is it?
And the other thing nowadays is that it's just so easy to manipulate an image. Stuff,
yeah. Because there's that original one that went around like in the 60s that was like proof of Bigfoot. That really, I'm looking at that one right now.
Yeah.
Really does look like a guy walking in like a Bigfoot outfit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. And there's just not that much proof that I have seen other than some blurry photos. So I don't know. I don't know. So let's go into this story. So it says, this story involves my family and me. At the time, I was 11 years old. We lived in Pasadena, Texas at the time, but spent most of our summer vacations at Lake Austin in Austin, Texas. The school had recently let out for the summer, so my three brothers, mom, dad, and I had decided to go camping on Memorial Weekend at the lake. We camped in tents because we were too poor to have an RV, but being children, we loved camping in tents and being out in nature. That particular weekend was nice, not too hot and humid yet. We arrived on a Friday night when my father got off from work. It was our job to have the pickup loaded so that when our father got home, we could leave for our trip Friday evening before sundown. We found our spot near the lake in an open field. In order to not be too close to other campers, we pitched our tents to the upper left side of the field near a thick patch of trees. We had three tents with us. Mom and Dad put their tent near the pickup, and my three brothers put their tent 15 to 20 feet from Mom and Dad, and me, being the only girl, had a small tent for myself, just big enough for a sleeping bag and a few stuffed animals to keep me company. I would have been terrified.
Oh, boy, I wouldn't have
done that. I don't like that. Like, Mom and Dad, let your 11-year-old sleep with you, please. And take plenty of stuffed animals, honey. You'll be fine. My tent was the closest to the woods. That's even creepier. In my 11-year-old mind, it seemed that my tent was really far from the rest of the family's tents. But in reality, I was only 10 feet or so from my brother's tent. We had three full days and nights to look forward to. The first 2 days and nights were very exciting and tiring. We enjoyed swimming and fishing, roasting hot dogs, and making s'mores around the campfire. By the time night had rolled around, we climbed into our tents and we all fell right to sleep rather quickly. On the last day of our camping trip, my brothers and I spent much of the day at the lake swimming, skipping rocks, and playing games. As the sun began to set, we set off for our campsite, which was in view from the lake and a short hike back. That night, as we sat around the campfire, Mom and Dad told ghost stories, which we enjoyed very much. Scary. As it got closer to bedtime, especially at 11, as it got closer to bedtime, I began feeling strange, somewhat scared, and I couldn't shake the feeling no matter how hard I tried. I'm going to say that has to do with the damn ghost stories.
I agree.
At 11 years old, you got to go sleep in a tent by yourself.
I agree.
When we were told to go to bed, the feeling lingered and became stronger. I didn't want to tell my parents because they would say it was the ghost stories making me feel afraid, and I knew if I told my brothers, they would make fun of me. So trying to be brave, I kept the ominous feeling to myself and convinced myself that it was all in my head and I didn't have anything to be afraid of. I remember crawling into my sleeping bag and praying that God would protect me and that sleep would come soon and that morning would be my next conscious thought. But that was not what happened. I tossed and turned, trying to get comfortable, and then decided I would lay on my side, keeping my back turned towards the woods. I felt like there were eyes in those woods watching me, and I didn't want to see what might come out of those spooky woods. The harder I tried, I just couldn't sleep. The next thing I remember was the smell. It's hard to describe the putrid assault on my nose. The closest thing I can compare it to was a mixture of rotten eggs and a dead animal that had been laying around on the road for days. It made me gag. I still refused to turn around and see where the smell was coming from, so I laid very still. A minute or so had passed, and then I heard a loud knocking and crunching sound that startled me, and I let out a groan. The loud crunching sounded like it was getting closer and closer to my tent. I was so scared, thinking that a big bear or mountain lion was going to get inside my tent and eat me. I got the courage to slowly turn around until I was on the flat of my back. My small window was on my left and open to the screen part of the tent to let the air in. And to my horrifying shock, I saw a large, dark, hairy creature that was so big and so wide, the smell was intense and burned my nose and made my eyes water. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I rubbed my eyes due to the wetness and to check to see what, if anything, I was looking at. It was getting closer with its long stride. I could tell it was looking at me when it stopped within a few feet of my tent. It knew I was in there watching it also. I was completely frozen on my back with my eyes fixed upon this thing. I tried to scream to wake up my family, but nothing came out. I tried again to yell for my mom and dad, but my voice had failed me once again. After what seemed like an eternity, the massive creature took off walking quickly toward the lake. I couldn't believe the loud crunching that the steps didn't wake up any of my family members. The creature disappeared from my view in a matter of seconds. The smell was gone as well, thankfully. I lay there not moving just in case this creature thing might hear me and come back to harm me or take me away. I must have finally drifted off to sleep because the next thing I knew, it was morning. Mom and Dad were up making breakfast, and I thought to myself, what an awful, awful nightmare I had. My right shoulder and back were so sore, and I didn't know why. Then it dawned on me that I had laid on my right side and back for so long and didn't move when I needed to. I climbed out of my tent, convinced that the things I saw and smelt were only a bad dream. I decided to keep it to myself in order not to be laughed at, and after breakfast, we started breaking down our tents, and as I went around the left side of my tent, I saw deep impressions of tracks that were very long and wide and sunk into the ground a few inches. Looking back towards the woods, they looked like patches of the limbs and leaves had been shredded. Fear swept over me and chills ran up and down my body. Needless to say, I quickly broke down my tent and rushed for the truck and got into the cab, locking all the doors. My family looked surprised at me and finished gathering up our belongings and we headed home. No one asked me why I packed up in such a hurry, and I was glad I didn't have to rehash what went on the previous night. All these years, I've kept that story to myself, but I know in my mind and my heart what I saw and smelt was real. I don't tell people that I believe in Bigfoot. It just sounds too ridiculous. Whatever these things are, animal, demon, ghosts, aliens, etc., this thing that visited me that night was as real as you and me. Thanks for giving us an outlet for people to share the unimaginable. Take care, Rebecca.
Mm.
Woo-wee! That is so... I don't know what the hell I would do. What I think is
so
interesting...
Okay, so we're in Texas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now this is me just throwing it out there, okay, because this to me would be like one of my worst nightmares, but they really have a wild hog problem in Texas, and they're big.
And they stink.
And they stink. Do you think she could have seen a wild hog?
You know, she doesn't really describe if it was 2 feet or 4 feet.
I mean, they can be good size. Like, they're very, very dangerous for traffic.
Oh, yeah,
they'll get
big.
Out, and they're so big that, you know, a car will hit it and then flip, like, end over end because they're so big. It's just a thought, but they're very dangerous, very mean.
And I did look Bigfoot in Texas. There are stories of Bigfoot in Texas.
Okay.
But there are
so
stories
that's still
of kind of Bigfoot. But everywhere, and I don't know if they have a name It doesn't really say. I'm not seeing a name. You know, the smell could have definitely been one of those wild hogs, because they are big. And they would have left, I would guess, you know, if the maybe the dirt might have been a little loose or something, so you would see the imprints.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're like you said, you know, I'm just looking right now, too, and it does appear that there's sightings of Bigfoot in Texas. And, you know, I'm looking at a little map that they put place these, you know, little figures on to show where the sightings have been. And there's several around the Austin area. Wasn't it Austin that they said mm-hmm. she was at, around there somewhere?
Oh, I just looked at this. I Googled, do wild hogs smell bad? And it says mm-hmm. the smell of wild hogs is a very pungent and extremely musky combination of strong BO and wet dog smell. Mm. Most people find it very offensive, and some people find it nearly unbearable. The smell of wild hogs also has undertones of urine, feces, sweat, and fermentation.
I'm
so
telling you.
That would smell really bad. And, you know,
and they are super dangerous.
Here's the other thing, too, about her vantage point. She's on the ground of a tent. Mm-hmm. The window, the little opening, would be low if she mm-hmm. was looking out of it. So mm-hmm. it might be the right vantage point to maybe that. And, you know, and it's dark out there.
And it's, and they're covered with fur.
Yeah.
You know, they're creepy looking things.
And they would be kind of loud. I would think mm-hmm. there'd be some loud noises.
I'm just going to throw it out there as a maybe wild hog.
Once again, we weren't there.
Right.
But I think your wild hog story might be a good explanation.
Maybe. Yeah. If you just want something other than Bigfoot, let's throw out wild hog and say maybe it's that, right?
But maybe it was Bigfoot.
And maybe it was Bigfoot. I'm not going to say it wasn't Bigfoot.
Yeah. So I don't know, but I'm right there. That story is why I don't go camping. That right
well,
there.
And it sounded like they had a delightful first couple days. And as a matter of fact, every day was good. They just had the, you know, the ghost story thing. And then, you know, and I'm going to tell you, if you're sitting around a campfire outside and people start telling ghost stories, I'm creeped out. Right? I have got myself convinced something horrible's going out there, you know. But it's super easy in the woods. And she wasn't in them necessarily, but just kind of on the edge of, you know, some wooded area or whatever. But it at night, you know, you just hear things and your mind can just go racing to so many places. And, you know, I had a horrible experience one night out. It was up above in the Rocky Mountain National Forest. And we were way high up there. And, you know, my ex-husband and I went and he got sick while we were up there. And so it was just me and him.
Oh, he got like really sick though.
He got really sick. And like he is, you know, just like has a horrible fever. He's, you know, and it's completely pitch dark. It's like, what am I going to do? And like all night long, I could hear things outside of the tent. You know, it was just the scariest night. You know, and I think probably I was getting myself, you know, freaked out too.
But he was like deliriously sick, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was super sick. Yeah.
Oh, that would be horrifying. So I don't know. I don't know. So let's go to the next story. And it says, I have three cousins who I used to bond with a lot as kids, and I still do sometimes. At one point, they lived in a house that didn't look old from the outside, and neither did the inside, sort of, in parentheses. So all of these experiences that I'm about to tell you are from when I was about 10 or 11, and I was visiting with them at the time. So when I was about 11, my cousins were 7, 3, and 14. The first incident that I remember was when we were all sitting in the living room watching TV. We were all watching Disney movies like The Lion King and Mulan on VHS because we loved them.
Mm-hmm.
So we began to like goof off, all of us, my cousins, the one who's 14, made up these two ghosts named Johnny, and I forget what the other one's name was, but she was getting mad at the younger ones for goofing off way too much. She started yelling at them and said, if you don't stop, I'll call Johnny and the other guy's name. That cracks me up. He could have just made up a name. Yeah. And I'll call Johnny Ron. And the other guy's name.
I'm going to go with Ron. Let's okay. go Ron.
Ron. So obviously, being as young as they were, they didn't listen, so she called their names. At first, there was nothing, and we laughed it off. But then all of a sudden, you heard someone yell, yeah? And here's the thing. My aunt and uncle had a friend and his daughter living in the basement at the time. Well, he was gone to work that day. There was nobody else in the house but the three of us, and the voice sounded exactly like his voice. Another incident that happened was a story that my cousin, the 14-year-old, told us about. She was sleeping in her bed, which was a bunk bed, and the bed was right beside her bedroom door. Everything was fine until she heard footsteps coming down the hallway. She stayed in her bed and lifted the covers a little bit above her head, and when the footsteps came into her room, she slowly lifted the blanket off her and saw a black silhouette of a man who was medium built. When she saw him, she got scared and jumped from her bed and ran into her parents' room to sleep for the rest of the night. She was scared to sleep in her room for a couple days or even weeks after that. Another incident happened where we were all hanging out at the house, and I was in the kitchen, but nowhere near the sink. All of a sudden, the sink turned on by itself without anyone touching it. There was another incident where I might have been there, or I could not have been. I can't remember. It was about 9 years ago when this happened. That's funny. I might have been there, or I might not have been.
That's funny.
But we all are kind of like that. Like, was I there when that happened? Or have I just heard this story so many times? We were all hanging out like normal people would. Then all of a sudden, the power turned off for no reason, and everyone else in the neighborhood still had their power going. That doesn't mean that's paranormal, though. Because that kind of happened in my neighborhood recently. There was a couple of other incidents where the TV down in the basement would malfunction or completely shut off without having any problems technically or without anyone touching it. I'm going to say electronics sometimes do weird things. I don't know. Wasn't there. I remember this one incident that freaked me the F out. I was downstairs sleeping in my cousin's room, the 14-year-old, and in the middle of the night, I was trying to go to sleep. I had trouble sleeping because my dad at the time let me stay up late with him when he went out. And all of a sudden, there was a change in the atmosphere. Not like in the air went cold or something like that, but just an eerie feeling. I felt as though there was the spirit of a woman trying to look for her children. She seemed very psychotic by the way she was talking to me. She kept asking me, have you seen my children? I'm looking for my children. In like the slow, high, childlike voice inside my head, I got the feeling that she and her children were murdered by a man who could have been someone she was in love with. I'm not sure. I'm just going on by what I felt. Anyways, when the woman left and the air didn't feel heavy anymore, because that's what the air felt like the whole time, very heavy, I began to drift off to sleep, then woke up in the morning, but the basement was still creepy because it got hardly any sunlight, so it was always dark. Needless to say, every one of them moved out of the house, and not because of the experiences everyone had, but because of personal issues. And that's the end of it. Bailey. Like, some of that, I think, could be paranormal. Some of it could be your mind, like the story at the end. You could have been having some sort of paranormal experience. It could have been your imagination. It could have been you were in the basement and scared anyway.
Could have been a bad dream.
Yeah.
And you just thought that's what, you know.
But maybe Bailey is kind of a bit of a medium and maybe was having some sort of experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now the TV thing, I don't think that is necessarily paranormal. Could be. But sometimes electronics do strange things, and the power going out just at their house. Could be a we didn't pay our bill thing.
I think the sink thing, though.
That's super creepy.
Yeah. You can't just turn on water. Like, it just turns on.
But I definitely feel like in this story, there's something going on in the house.
I do too. I think there's enough stuff going on in the house. The only thing I wonder is, like, maybe it was fed a little bit by the 14-year-old telling them stories and, you know, you better be quiet or I'll call on a ghost to come get you. And, you know, like, you know, I just wonder if the 14-year-old
was kind of... Which is pretty cruel to do to little kids.
Oh,
I'm going to call the ghost.
They used to do that stuff all the time. Like,
oh,
I had
God,
older
yeah.
cousins that would tell me stories.
I would do that to our younger brother and sister.
Yes.
I was always messing with
them.
So
some of it could have been being fed, but I hate to, you know, not believe the 14. I just wonder if the 14-year-old was kind of subtly pushing it a little bit on the younger kids a little bit to kind of keep them in line a little bit.
I'll call Johnny and the other guy's name.
Ron, and then, you know, possibly, but there could be some things that were happening in the house.
Absolutely.
You know, the water thing really got me. The mother looking for her children.
You know, that could be kind of a medium sort of thing. You know, you're getting that information. I would be curious if Bailey's had other experiences like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like later in life, or if it was just connected to that house.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But you can tell. I mean, obviously some things happened in that house that really spooked Bailey.
I agree.
But I do know when my electricity went off recently, I was like, did I pay my bill? Did I forget something? I paid my bill. So if you
we're not saying that your aunt and uncle didn't pay the bill. We don't know, but.
But you never know. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, then become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino,
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.